John in Virginia is up next and listens to the Money Pit on WJFK. And tell us what's going on with your electricity.
Yeah, I live in a house that's built circa 1969. And the basement lights, they seem to last maybe a week, if I'm lucky, and then they just burn out.
Wow.
That's definitely too short.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. And, you know, I even went and, like, I got on the internet and I did all the obvious stuff, like buying the brand name bulbs and making sure that, you know, it wasn't necessarily vibrations that was causing it.
Yeah.
You know, I even tried the fluorescent. They burned out in a week. Well, they might have lasted 2 weeks.
Well, they're doing what they say they're doing.
Right. Twice as long. And, I mean, it's not just one or two of the bulbs down there. I mean, it is the entire grid. Would it make any difference, the amperage of the circuit? You know, I'm looking at it right now. It is a 60-amp circuit.
Oh, my God. That's not a lighting circuit, John.
That's for refrigerators.
Oh, that, John, you got a major problem there, my friend. If it's a double throw breaker, it's a 240-volt circuit. And if somehow the lights are wired to that, that might be why it's blowing all the time. Because that circuit, your lighting circuit should be a 15-amp circuit, not a 60-amp 240-volt circuit. That's the kind of breaker that's used for a sub panel or for a very large appliance like an electric range.
Wow.
All right, John, so something is drastically miswired there. You need to get an electrician to check these circuits out and get it straightened out. It's potentially dangerous. All right, John?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
Thank goodness for cordless phones so he could take us in there to the scene of the crime.
Now, a 60-amp, 240-volt breaker is somehow wired to his lights. Now, this is not making sense. Not a good thing. John, hopefully we've helped you get that straightened out. Leslie, who's next?
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.